Hey, this is Alex Lindsay. Welcome back to Match Break. And I'm here with Emery. Yep. Emery has a new application for me that I have no idea what it is. So what are we going
to
look at here?
Okay, well, let me ask this question first, Alex. How many websites do you go to that require usernames and passwords that you can't remember? I mean, maybe you have some sort of like system that you use that you want to change it around. You don't want to use the same one.
I do. I have a whole bunch of passwords, and they have ones that are important, and then the things that are really important.
Like the banks, the credit cards, that sort of thing. And then you have like the forums, and there's just so many things on the web that you have to remember passwords for.
And really, the way to do that is really have lots of different passwords and have them be really complex and not have them be something that no one would ever think of.
But of course, then you can never remember them. Aha! Enter Wallet 2.5. This is by Waterfall Software, and they just released the dual binary.
Okay.
So that's good. If you're on Intel Mac, it'll work.
Excellent.
But let's take a look at it. And this is a wallet for your passwords. And it doesn't work with, it's not just for passwords. You can really store anything you want in here. And it's secure. It uses blowfish encryption.
If you have like a really, really great recipe, can you put them in there?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it even has...
I have a really good omelet recipe. I want to know about.
Okay, let's go ahead and set it up. So the first thing it's going to ask you for is a password. So you have to,
That password you better remember.
This one you want to remember.
If you forget this one, then you forgot all of them,
Then you have some trouble. So... It has an assistant.
Okay.
And it'll give you a bunch of recommendations. You can choose, if you want something memorable or, letters and numbers only. So it's kind of like the built-in assistant that was new in Tiger.
Okay.
For the but it tells you that gives you a quality. You can increase the length. But so you can make some really, I wouldn't use something like that for a password that
That's
I have to type
password.
In. I would go with something memorable, maybe put it, something around this level. You can remember something like that. Achy 8, tenderhearted with a hyphen in there.
Okay.
So it's a really high quality password. We're not going to use something like that. It's too complicated for this demo. So we're going to use MacBreak, something just so we can remember it. Oops.
Okay. Don't try to get in because we're not going to use anything here. If you're trying to use it, and if you come to our computer.
Okay. So and this has it makes a database where it stores all this stuff. So if you can, the other cool thing about this is you can move it from computer to computer.
So how do you move it from computer to computer?
You would move the database. It's just
a little database. It's
little
easy
database,
to find. It's easy to put in there. Okay, got it.
So we made our password.
All right.
Done. So we've created a database. Mm-hmm. Now it asks if you want to buy it. It's $14.95. This is shareware. If you like the software, it's a really good idea to buy it.
Okay. And you have this. You're using this stuff?
Yeah. I just found it, and I've been using it for about a week.
Okay,
so
great.
I will do later for right now.
All right.
You guys should go out and buy it. okay, so here we have, it's a really simple interface. You have serial numbers, you have web services, credit cards, shopping lists, agenda, all sorts of stuff. So let's go ahead and add a web service for the MacBreak forums, because we want to remember our username and password for the MacBreak forums.
Okay,
so
great. Call
it MacBreak, and our username is, crazy enough, MacBreak.
Oddly.
And wouldn't you guess it, the password is MacBreak.
Emery really likes to stretch out there. So this is actually the way not to make a password.
Right. You don't want to do this, but I needed to remember this for the demo. So
right. Okay.
That's what I did. And the URL.
Oddly enough, it's MacBreak as well.
Ah, but it's / forums.
Oh, now you're getting crazy.
Okay. So we have our URL, and we can add notes if we want. It looks really similar to address book, but
so it really feels like you're just adding as you do it.
You're just adding it.
Right.
So, but just right off the bat, let's see. Let's say that we're done. We've added all of our passwords that we want. And we can go ahead and hit the lock button.
Okay.
And now we're locked out. No one can get it. Again, it's
now, how secure really is this?
Okay. I'm not a cryptographer. It's blowfish encryption. You can go do a Google search for it. I actually researched it before I started storing all my passwords in it. It seems like it's a really secure encryption. So if you're worried about it, go research it and then decide if you want to use it. But it actually is, it's very secure.
Okay.
So to unlock it, we put our password back in. But now some of the cool stuff, let's look at the preferences. Because this would be fine, but if you had to go in here and copy and paste and your passwords to the browser, that might be kind of a pain. So they have some preferences in here that allow you to autofill. So we'll automatically submit the form. Automatically submit the form when we go to the website. It doesn't work with Firefox. It's only Safari. So if
why doesn't it work with Firefox?
I don't know. They don't have support for Firefox.
No,
it's not in there. So.
Okay. But it works with Safari.
Works
if we
with
got
Safari.
A Mac, we'll probably have Safari there.
Right.
So, okay.
Some other security options you might want to take a look at is clear the clipboard. So if you do copy something from there, whenever you lock it or quit out of it, it's going to clear your clipboard.
Got it.
And also, after inactivity, it'll automatically lock.
So if you accidentally leave Wallet open, it's going to shut it down.
Yeah, and I leave mine to 5 minutes. So if I'm not using it for 5 minutes, I want it to lock itself up.
Okay.
So we'll set that, and you can edit the password if you want. Stuff like that. But that's pretty much it. And now, if we go to, we just right click on, left click, go to URL, and take us to the MacBreak forums. Zipping along here on the wireless connection.
So here we are on the forums, and we want to log in.
We want to log in. And nothing happened.
it's supposed to autofill?
Yeah, it's supposed to autofill.
Where did you start typing?
I've used it. It's worked. Okay, so I don't know why that's not working right now. I've used it at home. It actually does work. Does autofill, so maybe we did something wrong. But in any event, even if you're not using that feature, just a place to store all your passwords that you can transfer around.
The bottom line is, just even if I could just cut and paste them out of there, that's enough for me most of the time. So if I just want to put them into a clipboard and just have one secure place I can keep all of these, I may get a lot more imaginative with the kind of
Stuff that I use. So if you're gonna, and you can go into the preferences and use that, or use the built-in Mac OS 10 password. Security edit password. So you can use this also if you want to use the assistant for, what I did is I went to all my credit cards and I changed them from the stupid passwords that I've been using because it's something I need to remember to these really long, like, letters and numbers. A lot of the websites only let you do letters and numbers, but I cranked it all the way up.
Right.
And now that's my password.
That's a very secure password.
Right. So that's my password for my bank. And, well, not that one in particular, but I use something like that. And now I feel secure. And it's really
good. Do you actually feel secure? Are you sleeping better?
I'm sleeping better because you know what I started doing, and I think a lot of people do this, is they start using one password for their bank or their credit cards, and then you go to a forum and you use the same one because you don't know who these people are running these forums. There's a lot of forums out there, or just any other web service or any other place that you need to use a password.
And I think that a lot of people get nonchalant about what actually is happening there. I mean, you think, I'm just going to throw my password in there. And if you have that password that you're putting out to the general public connected to your bank, it's going to get sniffed at some point in time, and then it's going to be really complicated. So
it could be bad.
Yeah. But this gives you a way to make it really complex and not have to remember pretty cool. So it's Waterfall Software.
Yeah.
And it's called Wallet.
Yeah, and they have some other cool software. You should take a look.
They do lots of cool stuff. Lots of little things that put stuff together.
Yeah, they're a little iVideo thing. It's sort of like iPhoto for your videos. So they have some cool software.
Cool. Excellent. Thanks, Emery.
Thanks, Alex.
And thank you for hanging out with us. We'll see you soon.